Hi, Raimi.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome back, guys, to
Much Ado About Some Shit.
I threw you off there.
Yeah, I was ready.
You were so ready, and I was like, let's
No! I don't want to change.
What are we doing this week, Raimi?
We are continuing with Vanderpump Rules Season 11, doing the next two episodes, so episodes 3 and 4.
Yay! All right. What are these fuckers up to?
Okay.
Oh, I've just ruined our YouTube. If we ever get paid, that's going to be a problem.
Shit. So, do you remember what happened last week?
Oh, God. The worm wanted a birthday party.
Correct.
He's a big boy.
Yes.
He has an assistant.
Yes.
Who and probably doesn't get paid enough.
No.
Lisa was there. Mm-hmm. Kind of. At the end of our episode,
yeah.
We mentioned her. The obligatory Vanderpump of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Sheener did something.
Sheener got diagnosed with OCD.
Oh, yeah. Good for her. And then for getting whatever help she needs. Mm-hmm. And then Tinky Winky was shoving her nose in business.
Correct.
And Ariana
is
dating a boring-sounding man.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Tom because it's got 3 letters.
Dan!
Good job.
Thank
I'm proud
you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, first important thing that happens is Sandoval and Lisa get into a screaming match.
Oh.
Yeah.
A screaming match with your boss. Very professional.
Absolutely. Yeah. Boss and business partner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I remembered something else.
Yeah.
The other one. Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Grew,
oh, yeah.
Grew a back. Well,
got
grew,
some vertebrae.
Got one vertebrae.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So they get into a screaming match because Lisa is trying to get the worm, as we dubbed him last episode.
A.K.A. Scamdeval, A.K.A. Tommy Boy.
Tom Sandoval, Sandy. Because she's trying to get him to realize that he needs to, like, actually be remorseful.
It's really hard for sociopaths.
True. And he's like, but Sheena hurt Raquel. Do you have a thought?
She's your side piece, bro.
Mm-hmm. But they were in love. Even though it was so difficult for them to actually say that at the reunion.
Tom, it sounds like you were Raquel's mistake, as mm-hmm. she's currently in rehab, which we touched on.
Yes.
Which,
yeah.
For like a long and extended stay.
Yes.
So that, to me, implies big whoopsie daisies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more sympathetic to her than to Tom, who is just a sociopath.
Yeah.
She could have been under the influence of stuff making her make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And, like, addiction is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just an asshole.
Yeah. And Tom completely blew his life up.
Yeah.
For her. And, I mean, blew her life up, too.
Yeah. She's the one getting, like, well, it's called Scamdeval. But still,
she's still getting a lot of hate.
Women always get more hate online.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
just how it fucking is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, fuck him.
The reason that he's all upset about Sheena hurting Raquel
mm-hmm.
is apparently a few months prior,
mm-hmm.
Sheena had this guy named Nima on her podcast.
I forgot Sheena had her podcast.
Yes, Sheena has shenanigans. She invited Nima on.
Hmm.
Nima is who told Sheena that Raquel told him that Sandoval told Raquel.
I'm going to need a chart.
Okay, I'll make you a chart. Nima was told by Raquel
mm-hmm.
that Tom told Raquel
mm-hmm.
that Tom and Ariana had an open relationship type arrangement.
You can't. Look, there's ethical polyamory.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Ethical non-monogamy.
You can't go doing this. This is just cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm not sure how many relationships successfully open and then stay relationships if they weren't open from the get-go.
Yes.
That
yes.
is hard.
That's the biggest thing.
Yep. If you start out with an open relationship, odds are that's going to work out for you if you're the kind of people it works out for.
Yeah.
I'd mm-hmm. get my little heart hurt, but that's me, same. And I know that about myself. Mm-hmm. You opening one that was closed is usually death throes yeah, for no. the relationship.
Ariana maintains that they never had that agreement.
I believe her over him any day.
Agreed. After this little screaming match, Sandoval admits to having suicidal thoughts over all of this. Yeah, I have very conflicting feelings about it.
Me too, because on the one side, it's serious, and when somebody says that, you have to take it serious. Mm-hmm. On the other, I feel like he's just saying it to get himself out of trouble.
Yeah. On one hand, it's serious and, like, not something you take lightly. On no. the other hand, he fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So.
I feel, it feels weaponized yeah. to me.
I mean,
which I don't like, but it could just be.
Love to weaponize incompetence and mm-hmm. a lot of things.
Yeah. So. But it could just be me, because you have to take that stuff seriously, even when the person sucks.
But I'm, okay, I'm not necessarily, like, I'm not happy that you're having the same feeling.
Uh-huh.
But I am, because, like, I had the exact same thought. Right. I almost didn't include this, because I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, but.
Yeah, it's like, it's a really serious thing. You
yeah.
can't just say those things flippantly or take them flippantly when mm-hmm. someone says them, even if you don't have a good opinion of the person yeah. who says them.
Yeah.
That being said, if somebody says that kind of thing, like expresses suicidal ideations or the like, mm-hmm. to keep someone in a relationship, that is not your responsibility. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but if somebody out there is dealing with the, you leave me and I kill yourself, call the police and leave. Make mm-hmm. The police do wellness checks. And if that person's a risk to themselves, the police will take care of it. Do not let someone use their mental health as a weapon to keep you somewhere you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. I guess saying all that too, Sandoval was saying Ariana was weaponizing her mental health issues and was saying that.
Remembering what I do about him and his excuses and everything.
Yeah.
I don't fucking believe it.
Yeah, no, I don't believe him either.
No.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah. Eh, fuck him.
Yeah.
He said some bullshit and she didn't.
Yep, exactly. He blew up their lives.
Yep.
Then we see Lisa having to be everybody's therapist. It's very clear that Lisa realized that they could have been canceled last season.
Mm-hmm.
So she's definitely into some other ventures. There's some other shows that are coming. So
gotta mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Always be hustling.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, because that's really stupid. Anyway.
Yeah. Schwartz confides to Lisa mm-hmm. that he wants the gang back. He wants the gang back together.
Gotta get the band back together, Lisa.
Yeah. And Lisa encourages this by saying that Schwartz should invite everyone to her new restaurant in Tahoe.
Another restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I should mention, though, since we're upset about another restaurant, that one of her restaurants is closing
okay.
at this point. Pump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Pump closed. There's dispute on why this was.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa maintains that it because their rent was going up, and she didn't want to keep the space if the rent went up.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. So after mm-hmm. this conversation mm-hmm. between Lisa and Schwartz,
mm-hmm.
at James's DJ night at mm-hmm. Sir, see you next Tuesday, he tries to invite everybody up to Tahoe. And Ariana is like, you need to cut Sandoval out of your life. I cut you out of my life, and I'm better for it. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. wild.
Yep.
It's some wild shit.
Fucking get it, I guess. I guess why give him advice at that point?
It's not like he's fucking gonna take it.
No.
Like,
that would require at least 3 vertebrae.
Yes, absolutely. At least.
At least.
Minimum.
It took him years to grow one.
Uh-huh.
And it might have just slid right back out.
Yeah, we don't know. No. We'll see. Mm-hmm. So Schwartz, everybody's like, no, we're not going to fucking Tahoe. Especially if you know who is invited.
Yeah.
Which,
obviously,
Schwartz says he is.
Yep.
But he has not invited him yet.
Yeah. Nope.
We're still at, I was about to say, we're still at CUNT, mm-hmm. at Sir. We're still at See You Next Tuesday.
Still at Sir. Cunt.
And Sandoval comes in with a friend.
Is it a friend or a friend?
I feel so bad. Let's rewind a tiny bit to his birthday.
Oh, right.
Yes.
He had a birthday party because he's a big boy.
He had a birthday party, yes. And at this birthday party, the person that comes to help set up, mm-hmm. is his band manager, the manager of his band, whomst he pays.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, other people show up who are his bandmates, whom he pays.
That's real sad.
Oh, and so the person who he goes to see you next Tuesday with is Kyle Chan, a jewelry designer, whom he pays. The only person there who isn't being paid that I know of is our old friend, you may remember her name, Billy Lee.
I do not remember her name.
Billy Lee was really only on like 1 or 2 seasons.
Okay.
She is transgender.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Billy!
Billy Lee.
Yeah.
James shows up, but James is being paid because he's being filmed for Vanderpump Rules.
DJ Jimmy James.
Yeah. But DJ James Kennedy comes in. Jimmy James. DJ Jimmy James walks in and is like, this party is like a who's who. Like, who's that? And yeah, it's all people that Tom pays.
It's real sad, Tom.
It is.
This is a new low, Worm.
It very much is. So yeah, we're still at See You Next Tuesday at Sir. Sandoval walks in with Kyle Chan, the jewelry designer. It's just weird. Everybody, like, nobody has seen him yet. But Sheena walks past, and Sandoval is like, hey, Sheena, how are you? I almost didn't recognize you. And Sheena's just like, just kind of, like, side-eyeing him and is like, yeah, hi.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah, you can't, we're not just, no.
Yeah.
No one here is Midwestern enough to respond politely to that.
No. I think that's very interesting, too, because he's from the Midwest. Like, he's a Midwest boy.
Yeah, a Midwest sociopath.
Yes.
Who expects Midwest responses.
From Californians.
Californians. Fancy Californians. Mm-hmm. Nope. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
Yep. You're not going to get the stern but still kind, mm-hmm. talking to of a Midwestern mom.
No. Not at all.
No.
Sandoval asks Sheena if they can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena's like, yeah, but let's go out to the back because I'm not doing this here.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Which means we get one of my favorite things, which is a back alley of Sir conversation.
Yay!
Yeah.
Cute galley!
Yay! So they sit down. They both sit down. And Tom is, like, kind of trying to gas Sheena up a little bit. He's like, you look like Shania Twain in that music video with, like, the motorcycle.
Blatant flattery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I was going for like a Y2K look. Which I also love that Y2K apparently means something different than like early 2000s.
I mean, Y2K was like still the 90s.
Okay.
Because they're like, when you heard about Y2K, granted we were kids, so, you know, we're still youngins.
Yeah.
But... it was referring to when the year 2000 would hit.
Yeah.
And a lot, I often heard it talked about in terms of, are all the computers going to crash because Y2K? Mm-hmm. Because of all the complicated coding. Go look it up. I don't want to explain
it.
So I interpret people saying Y2K looks as like late 90s imagining the future.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can see
everything's
that.
Chrome in the future.
Everything's chrome. I think of like Y2K as like 98 through like 2002.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these things are up to interpretation.
Yeah, that's true.
There may be a... I mean, Webster hasn't defined it. I don't know how how solid the definitions are.
Well, I'm sure
are.
If you even looked at Merriam-Webster for Y2K, you would just come up with like...
It would
the
be,
computer,
yeah,
like historical.
Maybe, but yeah. The point is, fashions are never exactly solid.
Yeah, and they're
things,
cyclical.
Absolutely.
So
no, it's just some things go with a thing, mm-hmm. but it's not technically the thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
yeah,
I digress.
They're in the back alley. Sandoval's trying to butter Sheena up, mm-hmm. and Sheena's just like not having it.
Yeah.
And how they get to arguing is that, so Sandoval is like, it's a very like Y2K look. And she's like, yeah, that's what I was going for. And he's like, yeah, this sweater is Y2K. I got it from Ali's place. Ali was a friend of Sandoval's who died shortly after the scandal broke.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot to process. Okay.
Yeah. How did this show get so serious?
God, yeah. I'm like, I don't,
Yeah. So, Ali is brought up. So, Sheena is like, see, and that's kind of the thing of why I'm, like, upset with you, why I'm blocked on everything, is because I reached out to you when Ali died, wanting to make sure you were okay, and... you know, wanted to make sure you had what you needed, and you blocked me. Yeah. Yeah. And Tom is like, well, you had Nima on your podcast.
Dude.
Yeah. And he's like, I had to talk Raquel down from that shit.
Mm-hmm. My guy.
Yeah.
I just... Look, when I was grieving, I didn't respond to some messages because I did not have the spoons. Mm-hmm. But come on.
Oh, shit. Okay, so another piece of this, too, is Tom is also like, well, you had Nima on your podcast, and, like, I didn't know if you were reaching out, like, genuinely or if you just wanted to reach out to say you did. Yeah, and Sheena is like, we've been friends for 14 years. I would think you would know me better.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. So Sheena also points out that she wouldn't have had to have Nima on her podcast and clear her name if you hadn't have fucked Raquel.
Oh, damn.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Okay, remind me what this guy said, Nima, said on her podcast. Recap.
This is where that chart... needs
chart.
To come up.
I need a chart.
So, late season 10, mm-hmm. Sheena is like, yeah, one of my friends told me that Raquel told our friend Nima that Sandoval told Raquel that Tom and Ariana were in an open relationship.
Right.
Sheena said this on the show. And
people
called her a liar and, like, talked shit about her for talking shit, gossip, rumors, that sort of thing. So Sheena had Nima on her podcast.
Cite the source.
Yes.
Okay.
To clear her name and be like, hey, this is what you told me, right?
Yep.
And he said, yes, that is what I told you.
Okay.
So Sheena... Tom is like, I'm so mad that you had Nima on the podcast. Like, I had to talk Raquel down after that. And Sheena is like, well, I wouldn't have had to clear my name if you hadn't have fucked Raquel in the first place.
Yep. I guess.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. But goddamn. Mm-hmm. Also, is the worm still in touch with Raquel?
So.
Because they're in love.
So, Sandoval is saying that he has not heard from Raquel. He has not talked to Raquel. He couldn't talk to her during filming of Special Forces in New Zealand. Mm. He maintains that he spoke to her the day she went into the rehab facility and has not spoken to her since.
Yeah, she might be quitting more than just a substance.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Probably good.
However, Ariana says, I know they're in contact. They send packages and letters to each other.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man.
Yeah.
See, the people in my life are honest, so I'm in the habit of taking people at their word.
Yeah, that's fair.
Unless there's a strong whiff of bullshit.
Yeah.
Can't take a goddamn thing Tom says.
No, not a single thing.
Yeah. That's really obnoxious. It hurts my little
brain.
It
really is. Yeah.
My little trusting brain. Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's where we leave. See you next Tuesday at Sir.
A fight in the alley.
Uh-huh.
Fight, 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 fight. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
We don't condone violence.
Right, right. Here's our PSA. Don't do assault.
Don't do violence.
Don't do violence.
Don't do sex.
Or assault. Don't.
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 Don't. Don't do anything.
Don't.
Don't do a damn thing.
Don't. Just have a Scrubs-like cutaway in your mind. And yeah. Imagine the violence that will never actually happen.
Okay. Next day.
Yep.
Lisa asks Lala and Sheena to stop attacking Sandoval.
No.
Yeah. She's like, just give them a chance, darling.
No. He's gotten so many chances over the years.
Right?
But right now, he's the big moneymaker for the show. People are watching because he fucked up.
Also, I believe we spoke about it when it happened a couple seasons ago. Lisa's brother died by suicide as well.
Right.
So when Sandoval told Lisa, I've had suicidal thoughts, she took it very seriously.
Yeah, she would. And
understandably so.
You should when people say it. I just feel like he's using those words to manipulate.
We just don't like Tom. It's the problem.
We just don't like Tom, but still don't want him to unalive himself. Because that's just not good.
Honestly, none of these people need to be on this show. The ones who I enjoy seeing are the ones that are the least drama. The ones that are the most drama need to not be on a TV show, and they need to seek therapy. And they need to just live normal lives. And we've seen housewives, some really fun ones, who are clearly not doing well, leave. And then they are fantastic. Not Dorinda Medley, but.
I just want to point out, usually I'm like, hey, these people shouldn't be on television and should instead be getting help. It's her this time.
Yeah.
She's the one saying it this time. It's not just me.
No.
This is serious, guys. Call your senator.
But I think it would be interesting to, like, I would love to see a show of Katie and Ariana living their best lives and opening a sandwich shop.
Living their rom-com dreams.
Yes. Katie running the sandwich shop. I would love to see... I hope that there are specials of Vanderpump Rules of Ariana going on Dancing with the Stars. I hope there's specials of her getting to be fucking Roxy Hart on Broadway. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What? She's in Chicago?
She's in Chicago.
Blah, blah, blah.
And has apparently done a really good job.
Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Holy. Well, you don't get on Broadway just... because people know your name. You have to actually be good. Or that institutional eat you up and spit you out.
And apparently she looked really good. She didn't look out of place with all of the professional dancers.
Wow.
So, like, I would love to see that
Sandoval,
show.
Sandoval, you fucking idiot. Holy shit. I want to see Ariana on Broadway.
Me too. Schwartz is finally inviting Sandoval to Tahoe. Mm-hmm. Schwartz tells Sandy that Sandy needs to just not be so defensive. Like, instead of being like, when someone's like, well, you fucked Raquel, you need to be just like, yes, I did, and I am sorry. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, well, our relationship was mine. Yeah.
And you killed it.
Uh-huh. And Sandoval is like, well, I don't want to, like, I've been letting them do that the whole time for 5 months. And Schwartz is like, well, what's 5 more minutes? Schwartz has a point.
Yeah.
For once in his fucking life.
That's, things are dire, guys. Schwartz has a point and a bit of a backbone.
Uh-huh.
Raimi thinks people should quit the show and go to therapy instead.
Yeah. Amazing.
What? A twisted web we weave.
Uh-huh. Lisa asks James to come by Vanderpump Dogs. James is expecting this to be a talk about Sandoval.
Okay. Probably is.
James also knows that Schwartz is inviting people to Tahoe, including Sandoval, and that Lala and Sheena were asked to stop attacking Sandoval so much.
Yeah. Everybody get along in this dramatic show that's made for drama and fighting.
Right. But James is really surprised when nothing about Sandoval comes up. The way Vanderpump Dogs is set up is you walk in and there's like a little area and there's stairs right in the middle leading up to like their grooming space.
Okay.
Part of it is an adoption center.
Nice.
So they take dogs in and they adopt them out. They get them ready for adoption, that whole thing. So James walks in and Lisa is like, so you still haven't heard anything about Graham. You know, you don't know where he is, nothing.
Don't know where your doggy is.
Mm-hmm. And James is like, nope, not a clue. Have no idea. Mm-hmm. Graham comes walking down the stairs.
Puppy!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yay!
And James is like in tears. He's like, oh my God, that's Graham. Aww. Like, he still does his little butt wiggle that he did when he was a puppy. Yeah. Like, he is so excited to see.
My senior dog still does a butt wiggle. It's just a little more arthritic now.
Yeah. Graham is only like 2-3 years old.
Some just never lose the butt wiggle.
No, they don't. James is very happy, and Lisa's like, so what do you want to do? And James is like, you know, I have to talk to Allie about it a little bit, but I don't think she's going to say no to me taking my dog back.
That would be a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's his house, not hers.
Also that. Yeah. And sometimes a person and a couple just shows up with animals.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Uh-huh. And that's really where we leave the episode. We do find out from Lisa that Graham had been with a foster family. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Raquel just, like, abandoned this dog. Raquel's mother has tried to come out and say that that's not how things were and all of this, but like, I understand if a dog needs to be rehomed, but it feels very clear to me that there wasn't a rehoming. It was a foster.
Yeah.
Like, that, and a foster is not a forever home.
No.
Like,
just,
yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, look, I know she's in rehab for an extended stay, so maybe there was, like,
she
a
is
family.
Out at this point.
Well,
right
yeah,
now.
But, you know, she had the dog and then was in rehab for, what, 80 days?
Something like that.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe the family couldn't take care of it, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let James have the dog then.
If
you can't take care of the dog,
then
let the other owner have the dog.
Oh, absolutely.
I know James is an ass, but he's better now. He stopped drinking, didn't he?
What happened with that? Raquel gave him an ultimatum, basically, of get sober or we're done.
Mm-hmm.
So he got sober. Right. They broke up. He started not being sober.
Okay.
He has since, so in this season, the cast has talked about dabbling in sobriety. So
if I thought they could handle that, that would be fine. But
when this season is filmed, James is sober. He's California sober. So he still smokes weed.
That's not sober.
It's not sober.
I get so annoyed when people are like, yeah, I'm sober except for weed. Nope. Sorry. You're not sober.
I get it. But if weed isn't their main problem, like...
It's still not sober.
Yeah. So, yeah, James is sober at this point. Sheena has also been sober for 3 months at this point.
Okay.
Lala is a couple years sober. Schwartz is the one who's mostly dabbling in sobriety. Oh, Sandoval is also sober. He is sober since the day Raquel went into her rehab facility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Let them have their little love story off to the side.
Yeah. Sure.
It's not, but, you know, let them have their delusions until they come burning around them.
Right, yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah.
What a fun time. Well, I'm glad
puppy
reunions make me happy.
Oh.
And James is an asshole, but not as much as Sandoval.
No.
And
no.
None of these people, I feel like, have a good grip on their vices for dabbling in anything, but whatevs.
Yeah.
Well, what do we have next, Raimi?
We have to wait for Vanderpump Rules episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably going to watch a season of Couple or Thruple.
I'm going to hate it. Let's do it.
Yeah. And that's all I need. All
right. The nonsense continues.
Yeah. As always. That's life, baby.
That's life, baby. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for watching. And a special thanks to our Patreons,
Emma,
Florence,
and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for listening.
Or watching.
Or watching. That's right. Did you know?
You can see it.
Did you know you can see our faces on YouTube? On youtube.com/@muchadosomeshit. I hate that they added the at. But you can. You can see
also
us.
Find more content on our Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/muchadosomeshit.
Mm-hmm.
We have bonuses. We're queuing up some extra content for our top tier patrons as well.
Yeah.
But any patron can access our bloopers.
Yes.
We're pretty funny. Yeah. Give us a follow on Instagram or TikTok, wherever, to see other things we've got coming up. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out for polls of other things to watch. Patrons get top voting privileges.
Uh-huh.
But yeah,
more pull.
Let us know. More pull in the poll. Let us know what you want to see, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.